Charles Horak is not only the charming and incredibly capable host of KTEP's weekly On Film, he's also a cinephile and collector who has made the El Paso Museum of Art's current exhibition, No Subtitles Required, The Art of the International Film Poster, possible. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning.
More than 200 posters spanning three decades of film. I have to say my first question is, where do you keep these?
Well, my wife will tell you that under every mattress, in every closet, and in our basement overflowing with flat files, we have tubes and things everywhere. It's really embarrassing.
How old were you when the bug bit?
You know, it came fairly late in life. I was probably well into my late 20s when I bought my first poster at a flea market in Georgetown outside of Washington.
Ah, those flea markets make these addictions possible, don't
yeah,
they?
you know, the first love, of course, was watching movies, and I've done that for almost five decades now. And I guess poster collecting was a logical extension of that. But I'm trained as an architect, and I've spent a lot of time in and around visual arts. And you know, I think posters always appealed to me, not necessarily from the nostalgic aspect of films that I liked, but the art itself. And so when the El Paso Museum of Art and I began talking about a collaboration on an exhibit a few years ago relative to posters, this idea germinated that, you know, it'd be really great in a museum setting to put a focus back on the artistic side of the creation of the poster, not necessarily on the film or nostalgic side of film posters. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of how this was born.
Well, posters have a specific purpose in promoting a movie. Tell me about some of the philosophy or psychology of designing a good poster.
It's fascinating because posters aren't what they used to be. I don't collect contemporary posters because, one, they're not very good. And two, they just don't have the impact they used to. Most of the posters in this exhibit range from the 50s to the early 80s, and most of them are from the 50s and 60s. And certainly that was during a period for most of the 20th century, the film poster was the predominant form of marketing for films. You know, nowadays, we get texts, we get streaming videos.
You can't escape the promotion.
You can't escape the promotion. You can't turn on the television without seeing the next Avengers promo.
Mm-hmm.
So the poster has really taken a backseat to all of the moving images that are surrounding our lives. But back then, the poster and the poster artwork was the thing that enticed you out to the movies and made you want to go see that film, for better or worse. Oftentimes, the posters were better than the film.
Yeah, I could say that about some trailers I've seen.
We have one or two, I think, examples of that in the exhibit. So the exhibit spans a number of decades, but one of the things we wanted to do with this exhibit is not just have a collection of posters. There are 36 posters in the museum exhibit, and they're from 13 different countries, and the United States is not one of them. When we looked over all of the posters in my collection, a lot of which are American, we decided it would be really interesting to tell a different story about film and poster as art, and that was to survey these 13 different countries that are represented in these posters for the diversity of approach, the quality of graphic design, the extremely high artistic value of these posters, oftentimes far beyond what the American poster artwork looked like. And the other story we're trying to tell with this is it's a unique subset of my collection that we've chosen from, and these are posters that interested me, not just on their artistic merits, but they are all international posters for films not from the country where the poster is from.
That's interesting.
And so all
I figured you had to narrow it down somehow.
Yes. Yeah, so that's kind of the organizing principle. And part of the story it tells, if people can follow the logic, is that every one of these posters is for a film that would have been imported into that country. So when you look at them as just artwork, it's a beautiful collection. They're amazing to look at and just enjoy. But as you dig deeper, it begins to tell a much broader story of this period in the 50s and 60s and 70s where you have this amazing pollination around the globe of great directors, national directors. So you might see an Italian poster for a Japanese film, or a Japanese poster for a British film, or a Polish poster for an American film.
So as part of what we're seeing, let's say Japanese interpretation of what the British film is trying to represent.
Exactly.
So you've got...
So the exhibit is working on many, many different levels. You're seeing the differences between countries and cultures and how they approach marketing of things like movies, and a wide array of how that happens from Japan to, say, Italy or France.
Especially if you've seen the movie that the poster is for, then you have some... What a great triangulation.
Yeah. Some of these, like Apocalypse Now, the title wall has this beautiful giant Japanese poster for Apocalypse Now, which is an image nobody has seen. You know, the American poster was iconic for that film, so people may walk in with that image in their head and may know the film, but then they see this beautiful illustrated poster from Japan. Many of these are becoming quite rare because, of course, the other thing we're focusing on is this ephemera, which in its day would have not have been considered art. It was just to be used and tossed out, and so a lot of these are fairly rare. But when you see the artwork, I think we wanted an exhibit where it was self-evident to the viewer without any foreknowledge that these images, these works by these artists are worthy of study and appreciation for their artistic merit, on top of all the other reasons we've mentioned.
Oh, what an amazing view, this prism, into the global interpretation of art through these posters.
I've learned so much over the years working with the museum, and that is one of the primary things I've learned. They have amazing staff there. Michael Tomor has been incredibly supportive over the years of the exhibits we've partnered with. But I've learned from them that good exhibits tell stories at multiple levels, and I think we've done that with this poster exhibit.
I feel certain of it, and it is going to serve as a serious enhancement to, of course, the Plaza Classic Film Festival, which will be concurrent. The exhibition continues through August the 31st. It's titled No Subtitles Required, The Art of the International Film Poster, and that's at the El Paso Museum of Art in the Gateway Gallery. For more information, folks can check out elpasoartmuseum.org. I want to thank my guest, Charles Horak, cinephile and collector, and of course, host of On Film right here on KTEP. Good to see you as always.
Great to see you. Thanks.